Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. You'll hear a man describing a series of books. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You will now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
We'll start today's show by looking at a few of the best-selling books that have been released this last month. For all science fiction fans, The Planet Wars is an extraordinary story of a war between man and plants from other planets, set in the 27th century. Despite such an unlikely setting, the story actually develops very interestingly, and I enjoyed being caught up in the clever story and needing to know what was going to happen next. If you are looking for a good comedy, maybe you should avoid A Long Way Home, a bright idea about a family on a 400-mile trip across the country. Unfortunately, it turns into an over-lengthy drag, almost 500 pages in all. The jokes were not bad, but there was too much quantity, even for this usually successful writer. A Modern Love Story, Catch a Dream, is a groundbreaking tale set in the streets of London. Ali and Jane have to go through a hard street world to be together, but don't expect a magical ending. The depth of the characters' feelings, both happy and dark throughout this unpredictable novel, is highly original and absorbing for the reader. House of Fear is the third book in the series, which follows the war between rival vampire tribes. However, when one side tries to awaken Dracula to lead them, a group of scientists and university students are caught in the middle of the battle. Can they save the world? This is well worth a read for all horror fans. A World of Stories is a unique collection of 40 children's stories from around the world. While there will be many familiar favourites such as Snow White and Cinderella, every reader will find something new, whether it's from Europe, Asia or Africa. For anyone interested in classical literature, a new biography, The Real Shakespeare, tries to give new ideas about how Shakespeare got inspiration when writing. Some interesting opinions, but for me they are mostly theoretical. I am not convinced this book is based on real evidence and would not suggest it be taken too seriously.
Now listen again.
We'll start today's show by looking at a few of the best-selling books that have been released this last month. For all science fiction fans, The Planet Wars is an extraordinary story of a war between man and plants from other planets, set in the 27th century. Despite such an unlikely setting, the story actually develops very interestingly, and I enjoyed being caught up in the clever story and needing to know what was going to happen next. If you are looking for a good comedy, maybe you should avoid A Long Way Home, a bright idea about a family on a 400-mile trip across the country. Unfortunately, it turns into an over-lengthy drag, almost 500 pages in all. The jokes were not bad, but there was too much quantity, even for this usually successful writer. A Modern Love Story, Catch a Dream, is a groundbreaking tale set in the streets of London. Ali and Jane have to go through a hard street world to be together, but don't expect a magical ending. The depth of the characters' feelings, both happy and dark throughout this unpredictable novel, is highly original and absorbing for the reader. House of Fear is the third book in the series, which follows the war between rival vampire tribes. However, when one side tries to awaken Dracula to lead them, a group of scientists and university students are caught in the middle of the battle. Can they save the world? This is well worth a read for all horror fans. A World of Stories is a unique collection of 40 children's stories from around the world. While there will be many familiar favourites such as Snow White and Cinderella, every reader will find something new, whether it's from Europe, Asia, or Africa. For anyone interested in classical literature, a new biography, The Real Shakespeare, tries to give new ideas about how Shakespeare got inspiration when writing. Some interesting opinions. But for me, they are mostly theoretical. I am not convinced this book is based on real evidence and would not suggest it be taken too seriously.
That is the end of part 2.